creation. He did it His way.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie Evolution.
Why do some people argue about what God clearly said He did in Genesis chapter 1? You know, I believe it's due to the compromises we've seen with so many church leaders. One of the biggest compromises is the false claim that Christians can accept the Big Bang theory. Some believers say it's okay to believe the Big Bang, as long as you say God did it that way. Well, my answer to them has always been, it's not a matter of what God could have done, but what He clearly said in His Word that He did. At a conference, a lady once said to me, "I'm not like you literal creationists. I don't limit God to 6 days of creation. I allow Him millions of years." Well, I answered her by saying, "I don't limit God to 6 days, but I limit myself to what God told me in Genesis that He did, and not try to tell God what I think He did. May I suggest that we stop telling God what He did and listen instead to what He said He did?"
What about Noah's flood? Did such a global event really occur? That question is answered in a brand new pocket guide we've released on Noah's flood. For some fascinating reading, call our toll-free number and we'll send you a copy for a donation of any amount. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.